champions Tyrone have won yet another Ulster title. It's been a fantastic end to a game of football, particularly in extra time. But Tyrone done enough as they run out winners 119-214. That's 22 plays 20. And Tyrone will be celebrating yet another provincial title. Brendan Kilcoyne, we got the game that we wanted. Won a finish to the match, but listen, well done to Tyrone. Didn't go the way it only go.
Yeah, congratulations to Tyrone. They're a fabulous team, so they are. And the defining moment in the game, or the fine moments in the game, were that few minutes, 4 minutes at the start of extra time, and they tagged on 3 2-pointers and a pointer. And yes, Donegal showed brilliant character to come back and bring it back to a point, but they were chasing the game all the time. And Tyrone are knocking on the odd score up the other side of the field to give them that bit of breathing room. But what an effort from both teams. You can only stand up and applaud them. Yes, it was frustrating at times to watch it during the normal time, but both teams came out in extra time and really threw everything at it. But unfortunately, once again, it's heartbreak again for this Donegal team.
Brendan Devaney, I'll bring you in. Over the course of the game, Tyrone probably kicked more wides. Did they see more of the ball? Is this a deserved win, or is it really, really hard on Donegal?
Yeah, I think it's really hard on Donegal, isn't it? Because in normal time, the point that equalised it was that one of them discretion against Finder Rote, which to me is completely out of order. It's so not in keeping with how you should officiate a game, particularly with new rules, particularly in the heat of a match, particularly when a player not sure even what's happening. Sure, give Tyrone the foul, but they bring it in, and that was equalising point. And you know, without that, Donegal could have very easily won this match and we'd be Ulster champions. And I'm just looking at the team. Like I said in the first half, I can't understand why Shane Killen wasn't in the game. You know, to me, for what I've said over him, McCahill have been the two most dangerous forwards. He didn't get McGill in the right place at the right time. He kept going down the wing in the channels. He looked so dangerous, but Tyrone were double up him. We needed to release him, get him through the centre, and the same with Finn Barotti. That last break he made down the wing, he looked like he was going to just take off. He was going by players like they weren't there, but we rarely seen it in the match, and that was a bit of a, I suppose, something that we were expecting we would see a lot more of in the match, but we didn't. I say Muldoon had an absolutely unbelievable game, but I say his opposite number, O'Neill, as well, won so much possession. Brendan was on about the throw. He just looked like he had so much power around there. And in the end, listen, I agree with Brennan, the start of extra time, the way Tyrone came out and just took the game to Donegal, that left us such a mountain to climb. We did almost get back into it, and of course McCall having the shot at the end there, listen, that could have crept in that near post. Donegal would have won the game as it was. Tyrone knew they could squeeze out and stop the 2-point kick, and it put pressure on us. You know, we couldn't work it inside because the point wouldn't have been enough. Should we have tried to go for a goal, we certainly weren't going to get a 2-point kick away. And I think in that, Tyrone knew they managed the game well late on. And because of that, and because of the start of extra time, I think they're the better side.
Yeah, so Brendan, if anything, it's Tyrone with the better side. Overall, they have taken victory here with 2 points to spare, and now go into the All-Ireland Series to meet the mighty Kerry, Brendan Kilcoyne. And listen, they are the defending champions, and they'll not worry about any other opposition, so they'll not. They've been there before on the big day, and you've seen they're able to grind it out today. So Tyrone now have an All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to, and they'll not shy away from the men from the kingdom.
Absolutely not, no. And you know, it was their big players again that stood up. It was Owen McElhome and Rory McCullough in particular, big Conor O'Neill in the middle of the park, and I thought the centre half back Joey Clark was fabulous for them too. And you know, that it goes back to that first few minutes of extra time that they upped the ante and opened up that big gap. But it was a great battle the whole way through, particularly in extra time. You know, every ball was fought for, and there were a few decisions that went against Donegal, but Tyrone may argue the same too. It was unfortunate that it hinged on the 3-up thing, and that the last score of the game was just a tap over free for, I can't even remember, was it McCullough or McElhome, didn't matter who put it over, but that was kind of the insurance. Because Conor McCall did have a chance, and he was right, he kind of burst through and went for goal, hit a really good shot saved by the goalkeeper. They just never weren't able to get that 2-pointer shot off, so they were at the latter end of the game.
And just finally, from a Donegal point of view, they have some really, really talented footballers, and at times tonight they couldn't get motoring on it, so they couldn't, Brendan. But when you look at it, the spread of players that we have, the Niamh Connell players, the four Masters players, there's a lot of good talented footballers in there that you could see come through the system and make it up into the senior ranks.
Yeah, definitely there are, you know, and there's a lot to take out of this for Donegal. Yes, they're going to be very, very disappointed, because this team has suffered a lot of disappointment, you know, between minor and under 20 over the last number of years. They can take a lot of courage from this, or encouragement from this. They'll be disappointed, but listen, that's football, and you know, it was fine margins. It was always going to be, I felt coming up here this evening, that it was going to be fine margin between these two fine teams, and unfortunately Donegal came out the wrong side of it again. We had some brilliant performances. Kevin Muldoon was absolutely fantastic through the game. Unfortunately for him, ran out of gas towards the end and the legs weren't able to carry him, and that had to take him off. And losing Kian McMenamin, I've seen him walking across the field there on crutches now with his ankle all strapped up.
Yeah.
big loss, because physically around the middle of the park, when them crunch balls need to be won, Tyrone won more of them than Donegal did, and it gave them front foot football lashing.
Yeah, I think Rory McCullough is going to get the man of the match for Tyrone. So that brings an end to our coverage here at Owen Begg on Ulster Under 20 Football Championship night. It's turned out to be a disappointing one for Donegal, but joy once again at provincial level for the defending champions Tyrone. My thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne and of course the one and only Brendan Davie Devenny for joining us in our commentary position this evening, and thanks to Kieran McKenna as all the staff down at McKenna Londa Stores in Buncrana and Mavell for jumping on board and supporting us and helping us bring you coverage of this game, commentary from this game, which hope you enjoyed. It was a really exciting second half and extra period after a dull affair in the first half, but in the end the O'Neill County, the Red Hand County of Tyrone, are marching into the All-Ireland Series. They will continue to defend their All-Ireland title, and they will go in as Ulster champions once more. On a final scoreline, they have defeated Donegal tonight, Donegal 2-14, Tyrone 1-19.